Still human, or artificial intelligence and software architecture? I allowed AI to create a few programs for me, and AI allowed itself to bend some rules to make things work. The result of this rule breaking is AI needing to creatively test for undefined values and a bunch of other things that should not be happening. The rules I set forth guard it against such side complexity. The lesson here is that AI will try to be smarter than you. It's interesting. Having my internet disconnected for 2 days, I have isolated a piece of broken code and pondered it a while. The result is the invention of concerns. It is a programming method that lets AI be AI and lets humans be human. I will only tell a reasonably short story because any writing on the subject, which already took several hours, either becomes a total mess or a snarling greatness. AI changed my code because it thought I made mistakes, but I have carefully crafted my libraries to make end code simpler. When I studied what it did, I made a small discovery. There was room for another dimension of code. I do not know how to explain it, but it goes above what's in the code editor. The code is independent of the detailed tasks that AI is performing. 3 units of that code, named concerns, out of genius and spite for the mistaken and toxic concept of separation of concerns, that breaks up otherwise perfect machinery and turns it into a mess, completely erased complexity that AI was dealing with. This was because they were human concerns. Not XML components, not web components, not applications, but check what variable we want. Subscribe to get the value. And when the value arrives, show it on the screen. 1, 2, 3. Concerns, the human hopes, are built atop reactive execution scope trees. A maddening concept, hard to describe, and everyone would disagree with it anyway. But they work. Concerns induce code simplicity. And their use resulted in beautiful one-liners. One clean line of code where complexity once dwelled. And the complexity was surprisingly nasty. Hoping to fix my internet, I waited for tech support for 2 hours and 36 minutes on the phone. And I made no progress in clarifying the AI code. It was just complicated. And it was simple on the surface, yes, but lacking that top management layer, that tree that was made for humans. With the concerns library, the code just looks happy. From at least 2 perspectives, the code should not be possible, and in fact, it should not work. I will close this strange text by explaining that the code is shaped by memory management needs. The thing that you think about last. And I tame it by making the concerns into a tree. I do not automate moving up branches, branch by branch. That may not be possible as a lot of context is lost in between, but I do allow any branch at any level to dispose its sub-branches, to clear its subcomponents. If a key changes, we drop inventory connection and the UI display. If inventory value changes, we just drop the UI. And I do use path notation / inventory / display. This is top-down branch trimming, if you'd like to look at it that way. And what occurs during this trimming is up to the program. So there's a lot of weird details happening beneath. I do provide signals, which are reactive variables, and several beautiful functions, but that's it. This is 220 lines of code, and it probably won't grow past 250. I told my AI to rewrite my entire application by just using the concerns library I've created here. AI cautiously understands. It did create a lot of questions and improvement ideas. It did not create a new version as I asked. It stopped with just about 3 pages of questions. But I can clearly see that eventually it will regenerate the program successfully. The actual regeneration is not as exciting as it sounds. I need to use the library and my own much smaller coding examples to fully understand it. But I must add, today's AI is indistinguishable from a very smart programmer. Please, please learn programming. It is such an immense power. Last words. With AI doing the programming, programmers are architects now. These types of small, human mind-friendly libraries is where the future of programming lies. It's all just 250 lines of code at a time. End result, even though the AI is doing all the coding, the resulting code is still beautifully human.